One key element of Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign strategy is to engage young voters in unprecedented numbers. But as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, there is risk in relying on a group of voters who historically do not turn out in large numbers for presidential elections.
There's no question that Bernie Sanders is making a strong emotional connection with many younger voters. In fact, his reception is often described as approaching, quote, rock star status. This is what it sounded like when he approached the podium recently at an event in Texas.
Thank you, Forward!
Faz Shakir is Sanders' campaign manager. He acknowledges that banking on the support of young voters is a challenge for the campaign because traditionally only about 40% of them vote in presidential elections. This compares to a turnout rate of roughly 70% for voters over the age of 60. But Shakir sees a huge opportunity when he looks at younger voter turnout rates.
Young voters get fired up about Bernie Sanders and fight for him, volunteer for him, door knock for him in ways that they just don't for other candidates. Bernie Sanders has a very unique appeal amongst that generation and can inspire, I think, a bunch of them to vote in percentages that they have never voted before.
And Shakir is encouraged that a majority of the donors to Sanders' 2020 campaign to date are under 39.
That is unprecedented. And again, when you think of the growth of this campaign, the long haul, what we are building to win the White House, that is huge for us.
Ted Cohn is the dean of the College of Liberal Arts at Norwich University. He's skeptical of the ability of the Sanders campaign to turn out a lot of young voters.
As we know, historically, young people don't vote. That is a heavy lift for the Sanders campaign to pin your hopes on a very fickle voting bloc in the United States.
But Cohn is impressed with the number of young people who have already contributed to the Sanders campaign.
If this is something that can be maintained, you have younger voters actually putting their money where their mouth is, I think that is a very good sign for Bernie Sanders, for a number of other progressive and younger candidates in the Democratic Party.
Middlebury College political science professor Matt Dickinson is doubtful that Sanders can attract young voters in 2020 the way that he did in 2016 in his race against Hillary Clinton. That's because there are so many candidates seeking the nomination this year.
But I would worry if I was Bernie that you can't count on that monolithic support among the under 30 crowd the way you could in 2016.
Dickinson notes that there are also several younger candidates in the Democratic field who share Sanders' progressive agenda. He thinks a number of younger voters will be drawn to these other campaigns.
A lot of people are saying Bernie's message is appealing to me. A lot of my students are saying, "Is it?" But the messenger, I don't identify with. Or there's other candidates out there who appeal to me more in the sense of they're more of my generation.
But campaign manager Shakir is convinced that many young voters will stick with Sanders because he's been working on the same policy agenda for his entire political career.
And the things that he has been saying stem directly from the radical injustices that we experience in America.
The campaign has set an ambitious goal of signing up more than 1 million people to volunteer to help Sanders. And if they reach this goal, it could have a big impact in the early primary states. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.